You've played over the course of your career in a number of duets, most notable probably Gary Burton, your piano duets with Herbie Hancock, your duets with Bobby McFerrin, for example. What do you bring, if anything, from those situations to this situation with Bela?
You know, that's an area of analysis that I sort of can't get into somehow. And the reason is because my associations with musicians, especially when it's a co-creative thing like it is with Baylor and I, or like it is with Herbie and I, or all the duets that you mentioned, they're universes unto themselves. You know what I mean? They mm-hmm. don't compare, because the everything is different about them. The synergy is different, the music is different, the communication is different, and they're to me, they're all joyous, and they're all completely different. And what I bring from one to the other, who knows? I mean, I don't know. Bring myself.
I have a theory that when you're in any group, you try to make the music complete, like whatever's needed from you to make it feel complete. If there's a five-piece band, you don't need to play as much. And if there's somebody playing all the high stuff and nobody's on the bottom, there's room down there. If nobody's playing really rhythmically, everybody's playing free, maybe there's room for someone to be more rhythmic. And I think in a duo, there's the parts of you that are similar. You know, like there are things about Chick and I that are similar in terms of rhythm and concept that are natural places for us to have fun with, but they're also, like, I can't play in certain ranges, and Chick automatically is the bass player, but there are times when I can be a very supportive rhythmic presence when he's doing stuff and letting the rhythm go. So I think, to simplify what I'm saying, which I just sort of went on a tangent, is I think you just try to make the music be complete to your aesthetic, whoever you're playing with, and the joy is how you find yourself playing differently with different people.
You know, me and Herbie used to say, which applies all along the line to any, not only duet, but musical relationship that I enjoy, like the highest level of it, would be I try and make whatever Bela sounds sound good. Like, I listen to what Bela's playing, and I want to make it sound good. And I think he has the same intention back my way. So,
and that's a good thing that brought you together at first, because you were a little reticent and said, I'm not really a jazz player, and some of the harmonies and things that your body of work contains, I don't know if I'm comfortable. And your response was probably similar to what Miles Davis might have said once upon a time, and that is, don't worry about it. I'll fix it. You play, and I'll respond.
Said, so
and,
what?
Yeah. And it's people having that conversation, that musical conversation, that audiences enjoy when you're in performance. And the two of you, when you're not on stage performing, still ideas come to the forefront. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, all the time. We'll talk about the night's performance, what we're going to do for the next performance, how it went, what we should improve, what we'd like to see happen. We'll talk about what audience might be coming up and what we should do. We talk about a lot of stuff having to do with continually improving what we're doing.
But also, I think for me, there's a mentorship that I feel incredibly fortunate just to get to talk to Chick, to have a personal conversation with him and see what he's, you know, understand what he's thinking and how he approaches the whole business, because I don't mean business, I mean the whole experience of being a musician.
The whole schlemiel.
The whole thing, yeah. And I really enjoy...
It's a spiritual word, isn't it?
One of the things that I learn a lot from Chick is he's very relaxed, you know, and I might have more of a tendency to tense up and stuff like that, and I said this to a couple of other friends of mine. I've never met a master improviser who was tense. You know what I mean? So something about being very open, very relaxed, taking it all as it comes, continuing to push it, always push the needle toward to making it better, but also a very relaxed, calm approach to letting it all sweep through is very helpful to me.
And students of this music, too, benefit through Chick's podcasts that a very relaxed feel, but yet impart a ton of musical information.
Hmm.
Not dictums and not hard rules, but attitudinal types of things.
I think we like to show to others, and young musicians are those who haven't had a lot of experience in music or who are thinking about maybe getting into music, we like to show to them how easy and joyful and relaxed it can be to, or should be even actually, to have pleasure and joy out of making music. It's really, you know, it shouldn't be stressful, and it shouldn't be mysterious, and it shouldn't be too serious. It should be lighthearted. And like, well, I like to refer to the word play. When musicians say to one another, well, let's play. Oh, musicians play. Well, you know what the definition of the word play is. I mean, it means mm-hmm. play. And play to me has an emotional connotation, which means it's lighthearted. It's the land of pretend. It's the land of the imagination. It's where you're making stuff up, and it's really cool. It's the artist's world.
I remember Music Magic. You know, a lot of your themes throughout your musical life have had that kind of spirit to them. What I just heard, the enchantment.
Oh, cool.
The same thing. Right? Yeah.
That and also there tends to sometimes be, in learning about music, there tends to be a feeling that there are rules and regulations that you must abide by, and they're very serious, hard rules. And what I see Chick constantly telling people is, hey, relax, make music that feels natural and right to you, and it's not about rules and regulations.
It's not geometry class, is it?
Yeah, it's a different subject.
Yeah. You know, the freedom to do what we do and the enchantment, if you will, that brings listeners to WBGO. We've been playing this music for going almost 38 years. That's unheard of, you know, in the world of radio.
I think that's so amazing. And I've been listening and being a part of BGO since the beginning, man. And I want to thank you all for keeping the music alive and keeping the music fires burning bright and just keeping the spirit out there, because it's one of the great mediums of communication, I think, still is radio, especially live radio, is where you have an audience that you gather, and especially putting out music like BGO does, which is, it's not, you know, it's not pop music completely. I mean, it's popular to a degree, but it's creative music.
What are we going to hear next, guys?
Shall we do Sunset Road?
Yeah, let's do Sunset Road.
I love this song. This is Bale's song. This is... Thank you.
Thank you.